Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a big dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a puppy dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Now, Alexis Preston.
Renee.
We just got started.
Yes.
The show just began.
Yeah, we just did that.
It just happened.
Yes.
But already, mm-hmm. I'm coming at you with, hey, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like the game Would You Rather?
Yeah, I mean, it's not always appropriate for this.
It's certainly not.
Oh, okay. Bring it on.
But I will say, boy, is it a great way to just be hours with children.
Oh, yes.
Just over and over and over again, mm-hmm. Would You Rather.
It's also a good way if you're on a first date and it's not going well. You can do like a, would you rather leave right now or finish the date?
Or finish
fun
the
game.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're supposed to be difficult choices, but I see what you're saying. In this scenario,
yes.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather have a tired, happy dog that is covered in mud in your house or a dog that is not covered in mud but will not stop bouncing off the walls? What would you choose? Would you rather have which one?
Yes. So I think before owning a dog, I might have been like, give me the crazy dog. I don't want mud over my house.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm realizing I'm a person that wakes up and goes, oh, what's in my bed? Is this beef? So give me the muddy dog. Is it sleeping?
Could it be that way? Wait, how did beef end up in your bed?
It's always in my bed. He's always chewing on like bully sticks and things like that. And
so throughout the night.
Yeah. I just wake up and I go, cool, this is next. It's on my pillow.
Perfect. That's precisely what
I'd
like.
And I
want to
be clear, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. I feel like Crumb knows what you need.
Yeah,
that seems about right.
That's
if I know vegetarians.
Yes.
And I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
The way to win their heart. Beef on the pillow.
Beef up my pillow.
That's how you get them.
Thanks,
that's
bud.
How you get them. Now, this has been a question that's been posed to me.
Yeah.
As you know, I have Tugboat. What a great dog.
Love him.
What a dog with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So as I go to work, it has been a real experiment of how can we tucker him out? We've tried everything, including but not limited to a hiking club that he got kicked out of.
Yes.
Many, many, many different dog walkers. One dog runner. Me running home from work. Every scenario has been exhausted.
Yes.
The one that is most successful. Oh, and also daycares.
Yes.
Inside daycares, because that's what Los Angeles has to offer. The one that works the best is dog park daycare. But I tell you what. This little tugboat of mine really lives up to his name, likes to cool himself off by splashing water on his belly and then immediately laying in the mud. So he's back to dog park daycare and he looks like a mud flap. It is dripping dry from his fur because he went 2 days in a row.
Ooh.
And he came. So poor Jordan, my roommate, was just like, he's real dirty. But she was gentle with it. So I didn't get to see it until I actually got home. And then like just caked in mud. But because I knew he was going again the next morning, I was just like, get on in this bed.
Yeah, come on.
We'll wash the sheets this weekend. And now he's double caked in mud because he's gone for 2 days in a row. So I guess this is my choice.
Yeah.
This is what I choose. Do
I like
you? Because there has to be, you know how they have dry shampoo for humans?
Oh, yes.
Do they have
dry dog shampoo?
So can I just spray him? Is that a way to handle that? Or what I'm curious about, like, is there some sort of steel brush that I can brush? Because he hates the bath. And I don't want him to have to have a bath every week.
They do have, I don't know about that, but they do have, like, wet wipes for dogs. Not just wet. They're, like, specifically for dogs
that you can scrub them down a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So if you don't want to do a full bath.
Okay.
You know, and I know this because also... sometimes my cat's butt gets dirty and I have to wet wipe
it. You just got to take it. I feel like if a wet wipe were to look at the chore I'm about to give it, it'd be like, oh, we're going to need some backup.
Maybe a comb.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we got a lot of scenarios.
It seems like the idea of you like by hand trying to get all of the mud off of him,
right,
seems more tedious than
just tossing him in the bath. Yep. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. And you have a bathtub.
I have a tub.
That's cool.
Toss him in the tub.
Do you want to know?
Tug in the tub. Have it's I fun to say. How I it's fun to do.
Crumb.
No, but let's hear it.
I just hold him in the shower.
Yeah, it's real cute.
It's cute. It's weird, real though. Cute.
Like, of course.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I know that it's as it's happening, I go, this is weird.
This is weird, but this is the most effective
this is very
way
intimate.
To do this. Yeah, no, I don't think it's that weird. I think a lot of people don't talk about it. I think a lot of people are like, so I put on my swimsuit. No, you didn't.
No.
No, you absolutely
Why
did not.
Would
Nobody
I?
Has time for such things. Yeah, I think we all do just because it's the fastest way to do that.
Yeah.
And you apologize most of the way through it. Yes. Like, I'm sorry. I know it's weird. Just go with me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Here's the rules. No eye contact between either one of us. And we're going to get through this.
I also call him a different name in the shower.
Oh, what's his shower name?
Fish.
Oh.
He's all wet. He's Fish.
So Fish.
Yeah.
Can I copy that?
Sure.
Not Fish directly, but can a seal or maybe a sea
well,
lion?
Seal's a singer. That okay. might get confusing. For
okay.
Tom.
Well, yeah, you're
so
right.
You can
that's
call him singing.
The last thing we need. We're yeah. already feeling weird. Now we got to confuse the situation.
Who am I? I'm a singer. It's I'm a in
what?
The bathtub.
What about Shark?
Shark's good.
I'm a little shark.
Yeah, because he's
land
gray
shark.
Like a shark.
Okay. So yeah, so that's my current would you rather. I've opted for the dog park.
Yes.
And now I'm just gonna, so I've landed on this is his plan.
Yeah.
Because it just works and he is so happy. And I think I learned early on that a tired dog is a happy dog.
Mm-hmm.
So great. To the point, did I also tell you this, that the guy that does the dog park daycare is my neighbor. And so now when we walk around the park, it is Tug all of a sudden is 4 pounds. Pounds? Tons. He's 4 tons. Where I can't pull him away from the house. Like, he's just so happy to be there, and he thinks he's about to go to daycare. And so he loves it.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out how to get this mud off him.
And he's lost so much weight. He's only 4 pounds.
He'll actually want it. It's a concern, honestly. Honestly. How are you? How's your week?
It's been fine.
All right. I like it. Sounds good. Hey.
Huh?
Can tell you
yeah.
that we're on social media. Would you like to hear about it?
This show.
Yeah, this very show
I
right
love
here.
To. Tell me
now,
about
thanks
it.
To your genius, it's real easy. It's CIPYD Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram and Twitter, but on Instagram, or did you also do this on Twitter? Mm-hmm. Did you put everybody's handle on Twitter too?
I might have. Okay. Keep talking about Instagram.
Point is,
you know.
Just go to the Instagram and you're going to see everybody there. You got Alexis, you got Crumb, you got Tugboat, you got me. Easy peasy.
Yeah, we're tagged in the Twitter.
Yeah, perfect.
So.
I also, now normally this is the part of the show where we say, hey, take yourself on over to Apple Podcasts,
yes.
rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes.
But Alexis, we have big news over at Apple Podcasts this week. Real fun.
Yeah?
Now we're so lucky, and maybe so small, but probably lucky. Mm-hmm. Let's go with lucky.
We're lucky.
That, that we only get really lovely, wonderful reviews.
Yes.
Twice now. we have gotten a bad review. The first time they said, you know what? Too political.
Uh-huh.
Can't have it. I don't want to hear it. Political? I'm out. Well, we got a new one.
Uh-huh.
Another
I
new
like
two
this
star.
One.
This one has a wide vocabulary.
It's 2-star, isn't it?
I believe, yeah.
It's
he says
so
he'll
weird.
Give us one. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna give him I'm gonna throw in one. It's just I'm not gonna give you 1-star. You get two. Here's what they say.
Yeah.
Fraught with banality.
Ugh,
so boring.
And I agree. I think it's too fancy for me to understand.
I don't know what that word means.
I am fraught.
Yes. Now, here's what I suspect of this listener.
Yeah.
I suspect they just learned the word banality. And they said, well, where do I take this information?
Mm-hmm.
Where, oh, where could I put it?
Yeah.
And then just went on
yeah,
a barrage
first.
Of rating iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
Too boring.
No yucky.
Yeah. 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 Yep. So if you agree, don't worry about it. That's fine. No assignment
we got
for
that,
you.
We got
if you
that
agree,
note.
It's already been noted.
We got it.
No problem. If you disagree, get yourself on over to Apple Podcasts and tell them we're the opposite of banality.
Thank you.
We're
and I'm not fraught with anything.
An exciting adventure.
Fraught with fun.
Thrill ride. Are you an adrenaline junkie?
Yeah.
Then this is the podcast for
Ooh.
You, baby.
We'll start recording from roller coasters if you're not happy.
Okay. I think that's all I have. Now
okay.
that our listeners have suffered through that, would
yes.
you like to tell them what they've gotten themselves into this week?
I would love to.
Okay.
We have some Crumboat updates.
Yes.
You went on a little trip.
Yeah.
And Crumb met a little friend.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. We have a Mime Up Minute from Sarah and Sawyer.
Okay.
And we have some dog news. And I don't want to spoil anything about that because it's very fun.
It's very, very fun. I gasped. All right, Alexis. It is time for my favorite segment and yours. Mm-hmm. Crumb Boat, the portmanteau of our two dogs,
yes.
Crumb and Tugboat. I hear that Crumb met a friend this week.
He
Can
did.
You confirm?
Yes. Okay. Confirmed.
Okay, great. Moving on. And my turn.
It's funny. So this is a friend that he had met like a month ago.
Sure.
I would say. And it was at work. And the friend's name is Newt. And
yes.
He's extremely cute. He looks a bit like if you turned a little elf into a dog.
Oh, so, boy.
He's probably a Chihuahua mix of some sort. A bit pistachio adjacent, a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Very cute. And Crumb and Newt loved each other so much to the point that Newt's dad emailed me like 2 weeks later because he must have gotten my email from someone and was like, hey, if you ever want to set up a puppy play date, Newt never does that. Like, I guess he doesn't really get along with other dogs. And so he was like, Newt never does that. So I would love to set up something where if you ever need a dog sitter, I'd love to watch Crumb. Please let me know.
Crumb.
I know.
So proud.
So then.
Yes.
Wait,
okay. Then it gets better.
Into work on Monday. And it's a different company that I'm working for right now. And they're like, hey, there's another dog here today. I don't know how, like, Crumb does.
Yeah.
And I open the door and it's Newt.
Newt's there.
Yeah!
Oh, come on. The two of them had to be over the moon.
It was the cutest friendship. Like, it was just
little
immediate.
Reunion. Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah.
So they played all day. They loved it. Crumb has never slept harder afterwards also.
Of course. Yep.
Like, oh, thank you.
Just played the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Newt has one of my favorite traits that I've ever seen. And that is that. There are two songs that he can't stand being sung, which is one REM song and Happy Birthday.
How did we discover such things?
I don't know. I mean, I assume, I don't know about the REM one. I think
which REM song? Which one does he not like?
I remember.
Okay. One of them.
Because Newt's dad mentioned it, but.
Yeah. But he hates Happy Birthday.
He hates it. So it
now, how do we know he hates it? What does
because
he do?
Either he hates it or he loves it. He just vocally objects. And he's not a barky dog. But as it is going, he is. It feels like he's like, stop!
No!
Stop!
You can't!
And his dad really likes doing it. It's very funny to get him just like, what? No!
Oh, hilarious.
Not this again!
Oh, boy. All right. It's nobody's birthday. You're just annoying me. I love that so much.
Yeah.
That's real cute. Excellent names.
Thanks.
Excellent friendship. As you were telling the story, for some reason, my brain was like, yeah, I know what this analogy is. I got it. Crumb is the universal donor. He's type O positive. Because he really does. He gets along great with everybody.
Yeah.
It is wild.
Well, as long as you're not a strange man.
Sure. But dog-wise.
Loves him.
He does so well with Tugboat. He's great.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a tribute to his owner.
You
got a cool owner? You got a cool dog.
Thank you.
That's how it checks
out.
So.
I want to hear about your trip.
Yes. As you know, had a little staycation last week and we were nearing the end and I was like, well, I'm going to go back to work real upset and bitter if I don't get myself out of town for a second. So I popped on up to Big Bear, which is our little mountain area about 2 hours away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a little ski town. And it was, I have three stories.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
We went on a hike. They have a big lake. Uh-huh. So where our Airbnb was, it was like a mile hike with a bunch of different twists and turns.
Gorgeous.
Of how to get to the lake. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Went to the lake. Very vocal about not being allowed to have a duck. Was not happy. Didn't care for my decision making and that.
I agree with him.
I should have got him a duck. We're on vacation. What are we doing?
Yeah.
If we're not here for one of the ducks in the lake, why did we come up here?
Yeah.
I agree. But the thing that I was so impressed and proud of was I'm fumbling around looking at my phone, walking like a person walks when they're trying to follow a map on a GPS while they're walking, trying to figure out how do we get back. And Tug pulled a different way. And I was like, no, buddy, I think it's this way. And then as I'm staring at the GPS, I was like, he was right.
He knew.
He was right. And then he did that the entire way back.
Wow.
So, and it was like, it wasn't like, here's one turn. It was pretty crazy how he was like, I know. Trust me. Man. I smelled the whole way here. I can smell the whole way back. That was story number one.
Awesome. Okay.
Story number two. Went in just a cute little cabin with a fireplace and was great. And then we went inside and I was like, oh, the heater's broke. You know what? I thought about going camping anyways. So that's fine. But it's like a ski town. So it got down to like 26. Yeah. It was cold. So it got all the blankets on and we're all bundled up. Tugboat, very funny when he's cold. I've never seen a tighter donut, just as tight as he can get and turn him. Put a little blanket on him.
Yeah.
And then the next morning when I found the thermostat that was just off, I did not tell Tugboat. I would let him believe that it was just broken.
Yep.
And I'm not an idiot who just couldn't find the thermostat.
Yes, exactly. He knows he had a good time. Check to see if
it's going to Colorado in just a bit.
That's true.
For the holidays, you got to get used to this thing. Just prepping him. And then story number three is the hikes that they have up there are incredible, but they have boulders. Mm-hmm. So Tugboat got to go boulder hiking for the first time. And I tell you what, my little daredevil has a lot of confidence. Some might say too much confidence. Because the boulders are high. They're like 8 feet high. Mm-hmm. And Tug thinks he can clear anything.
Wow.
And to his credit, he usually can. But there were a few incidents that were very funny of Tug being like, I got it. And he'd get to the top and then just comedically, like a cartoon, slide all the way back down. But like gripping the whole way. It was just real cute.
He's a real little free solo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So so it would end up, because I was just like, we don't have to do this boulder, buddy. We're fine. And he's like, no, I can't. If they went to the top, we're going to the top. So I'd have to get on top of the boulder, and then I'd have to pull him up. And then, so we get to the top, and I was like, look at us. We did it. We made it.
Yeah.
Without thinking, well, now I got to get this dog all the way back down these boulders. So we did the same thing where I would get down and then he just jumped to me, and then I would get down and then he jumped to me.
That's amazing though that he was like, yeah, she's gonna catch
me,
no problem.
She got me.
Tug, yeah. I gotta say, Tug does not know how big he is.
He had no clue.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
Yeah. He's very in both directions. He thinks he's a mountain lion and he thinks he's a chihuahua. He can't make
he's
up
like,
his mind.
I got this. I'll fit.
It's real wild. So that's the update on Tugboat.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Renee.
You know how there are some stories out there that you just can't hear enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hear them once and you're like, well, I can't wait till that comes back around.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to want to hear that again and again and again. So now, listeners, you may have heard this story before, but this is one of those stories that you're like, yep, here it comes. I want to hear it again. Here we go.
My friend and yours.
Yes.
Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee. So he went where?
No clue. Tell me.
ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, there we go. I've heard this story. I know where it was going.
Yeah. He posted his job and found the best person for the role in just a few days. And how, you might wonder? Well, ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
No, it's no wonder.
I never get tired of hearing it.
Ever.
I love Dylan.
It's such a good story.
I wonder... Okay.
Yes.
Now this is important, I think.
I am listening.
Does Dylan Miskowitz have a dog?
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah. And if so, what kind?
Well, because somebody like Dylan Miskowitz is smart enough to use ZipRecruiter. Mm-hmm. He's smart enough to have a dog. And I would bet it's a Cocker Spaniel.
It's a Cocker Spaniel. Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot now, but because we don't have a guest today.
Right.
During the show, we like to play a little game.
Yeah.
It's called Name That Dog.
Sure.
So right now, this is Dylan Miskowitz's Cocker Spaniel, and it is a girl.
Yeah. Obviously, it's ZipRecruiter.
It's ZipRecruiter.
You know that dog's name, ZipRecruiter. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Clearly.
Zip's cute.
It's real cute.
Zip's a cute name.
Zip, zip. Now listen.
Yes.
Listen to me right now.
Okay.
If you want to try ZipRecruiter for free
at
our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/petyourdog. That's ZipRecruiter.com/PETYOURDOG. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Hey, cool shirt.
Oh, this? Thanks. I got it at MaxFunStore.com.
MaxFunStore.com.
That's strange. I visited MaxFunStore.com.
MaxFunStore.com.
A few weeks ago and didn't see it.
That's because they've just launched a ton of new stuff. Right in time for the holidays.
Oh, cool.
There's patches, mugs, totes, stickers. Even a onesie.
Nice. Those would make great gifts for everyone I know.
Great, because I already got you something from there.
Thanks. Thanks. Now, excuse me a moment. I need to look up MaxFunStore.com.
MaxFunStore.com.
On my smartphone. You know, to see what's new.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with anything from MaxFunStore.com.
MaxFunStore.com.
Alexis.
Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Sarah and Sawyer. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, I'm Sarah, and this is My Mutt Minute about my dog, Sawyer, a.k.a. Stinkerton Pinkerton of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Sawyer is a black and tan coonhound, so he has the colors of a Doberman with the big floppy ears and jowls of a bloodhound. All Sawyer wants to do is sleep on our bed, so he'll curl into a ball and pretend to be asleep. If you nudge him, he will squeeze his eyes even tighter shut to let us know, I can't hear you, I'm so very asleep. As a hound, he also loves to sniff and will army crawl after a good smell with his front legs completely on the ground and his butt in the air like a Looney Tunes character. If he smells something good, he will sing you the song of his people. He is my sweet, sweet boy, and I couldn't imagine life without his snuggles, even on the bed. Time.
Sarah! Oh my God, Sawyer, that was a very first
live
howl from Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Sorry, everyone, the bar just got raised.
Yeah, exactly. This is now a requirement. You gotta listen to My Mom Minute, easy peasy, and then also include your dog's bark.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
It's easy, no problem. Easy to get.
No problem.
I will say Sawyer really feels the most similar to me.
Tell me more.
I don't know. She was just describing him, and I was like, yeah.
When you get nudged while you're fake sleeping, close your eyes tighter as if to say, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, it feels like 100% a thing I would do. Someone asked me a question, and I'm just like, no, lean in.
Fine.
Very
sleeping.
Thank you. Don't bother me.
I also love, what a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I think anything that has a full title at the end for a nickname.
Yes.
A+. What an A+ month minute.
That was great.
The bar has been raised.
Yes.
But don't be intimidated. Mm-mm. You can do it too. How would they do it, Alexis?
What they would do is they would look at the dog that's next to them right now.
Yes.
Look over that dog.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Record on your phone or whatever you need to 60 seconds about that dog.
Perfect.
Send it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
We'll play it on the show.
Perfect. I will also say that we usually take what's at the top of the pile. Mm-hmm. So if you have sent a My Mutt Minute in before and it has not been played yet, send it again.
Yeah.
That's easy.
We'll get there.
Top of the pile. I'll even remove the mystery. We usually record on Thursday nights.
Whoa.
So send it again on Thursday
night. Oh, now they know
everything. Pacific Standard Time around 7 p.m. There you go. That's how you get a My Mutt Minute on the show.
All our secrets are being revealed. Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a good little song for news?
Oh.
Like, what's a news song?
That's a good question. I think that a lot of the parody shows on Comedy Central, and I'm sure a bunch of podcasts, have like some sort of hard-hitting news. It's the news.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's like the nightly news one, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh.
What genre of music would you like for your news?
Well, this is kind of a wacky dog news story.
Okay.
So maybe something kind of science-y.
Oh, sure.
Something electronic.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I will not create that for you.
Oh,
but
okay.
Imagine, if you will,
yes.
Beakers bubbling.
Uh-huh.
A scientist being like, aha, I figured it out. And then somebody saying news.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Okay. So pretend that just happened.
Okay,
and
great.
We didn't have this conversation.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. I've got dog news.
Tell me everything.
All right. So this is from Missouri.
Okay.
That's not the news.
Hot dog news from Missouri. Here we go.
Whoa, get ready.
Yes.
This little puppy mm-hmm. named Narwhal.
Okay.
10 weeks old.
Yes.
Now, was born with an extra tail on its forehead.
You guys, I can't, when you told me that, I was just like, I can't picture it. I don't understand it. It is in pair, whatever you're doing right now, driving, pull off to the side of the road. In a meeting that's important about a raise, tell your boss, hold real quick.
Hold.
Also, maybe don't listen to a podcast while you're in a meeting.
Yeah, you're not going to get it. If you're listening to the show,
exactly.
Mid-race.
But whatever you're doing, stop immediately because you have to look at
yes.
a picture of this little buddy. Do we know what type of dog he is?
Oh, great question.
He looks like a lab. Yeah, just a little Labrador. But it's right between his eyes.
Yeah, and it's little. It's just like 4 inches.
A little tail. But it's like furry. Yeah. And it looks like a tail. Your number, your first question out of the gate is, does it wag?
Yes.
Is it wag?
And the answer to that is not yet.
Okay.
They said.
I like that they're giving me hope.
Yeah. It's shockingly cute for something that is like, I don't know, normally when a limb or something, and somebody's in like, the wrong place,
that's making me feel weird.
But yeah. This one is like really placed in the perfect spot where it's like, look at this little unicorn dog.
It's so cute. Now, science-wise, do they have answers for what happened?
Truly, no.
Okay. Sounds about right.
They said it's probably a congenital defect.
Okay.
But really, it just could be environmental factors or toxins the mother may have been exposed to. They don't know. And this quote I love is, the reality is, a lot of times we never know what causes this, and we'll probably never know.
Great. Okay. I like an honest scientist who's like, who's to say?
I don't know.
It's great. Just leave it at it's
someone
great.
Else figure it out.
It's perfect, and you found the perfect name. Norwal, you can't do it, because the obvious was unicorn.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful.
Grateful?
That's so weird.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. At Thanksgiving dinner, I'm being like, guys, I appreciate fans. What is happening? Friends, family, all the normal things to be grateful for. I tell you right now, I'm grateful that a dog was named properly. Could have been unicorn. So glad it's Norwal. Perfect.
Perfect news.
Yeah, but honestly, you guys, you have to go look at this dog. It probably would be in every single news source out there. But if you just put a dog tail on its head, it'll probably come up.
It better.
Alexis.
Renee.
So we opened the show with a hot game of Would You Rather.
Yes.
I would now like to end the show
with
a game of Would You Rather.
Yes.
Would you rather
end
this show
and
let our listeners be like, you know what? Those girls are good. They know when they've hit their mark, they've hit their stride, and they end it early.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather keep going about 4 or 5 more minutes and have them be like, come on, man. You could have stuck the landing and you chose not to.
Mm.
What do you think? What do you think?
It's tough. Mm-hmm. Really, this is actually harder than the first one you asked. Because
I know.
On one hand, I want people to be happy and feel content with their endings.
Right.
On the other, I do kind of want to just keep talking.
Yeah. Well, and there is, because of that banality.
Yes.
Review.
Yes.
I'm inclined to fight it, but on the other, I'm inclined to be like, you're right.
Okay.
Here we go.
I've got it.
And now 10 minutes of me breathing.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Yes. Oh, it's your turn. We're playing the ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, did I answer the question? I don't know. But,
okay.
Would you rather record the next episode in an active volcano so that it's not boring?
Okay.
Or ignore that review and have some sort of self-confidence?
Ooh. Oh, I see what you're saying. Just that something was probably going on with them. Bad reviews are never about the actual show. It's about what's going on for them personally. Now, I tell you what, I've never been in an active volcano.
Yeah, me either.
And I think, like, we're literally playing with fire.
Yeah.
Like, it ends in death, but what a way to go.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, self-confidence is probably, I don't know, the safer bet.
Okay.
I'm going to go volcano.
Okay. Yeah. See you guys next week in the Inferno.
Okay, here we go. All right. For the last time ever. Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.